The Veterans Association of Ghana has appealed to corporate bodies to engage members who have the expertise needed by the organizations. This will reduce the financial plight of military veterans. According to the chairman, Commodore Steve Obimpe, the association has no other source of income apart from the meager state subvention, which is usually delayed. He said the VagWest raffle, which supported its operational requirements, is no more due to the ban on private lotto operations. Commodore Obimpe was speaking at a news conference in Accra. Linda Goji reports.
VAC was instituted after the Second World War by the colonial administrators. It was to, among other things, cater for the welfare of all ex-servicemen, foster the spirit of comradeship, and provide free legal aid to ex-servicemen, the chairman of the Veterans Association of Ghana, Commodore Steve Obimpe, stated that Ghana is a leading contributor of troops to peacekeeping operations. However, the servicemen on retirement are relegated to the background. He noted that the contribution of veterans towards peace building in the world has still not been recognized. Commodore Obimpe said a major challenge of the association is the lack of funds to support its operation.
The recognition of the veterans in peacekeeping operations and maintenance of law and order has not been well appreciated. Presently, the veterans, particularly those who participated in the Second World War, they become bedridden. They are almost destitute. Some have nobody to look after them. I appeal to the general public, the corporate body, the retired officers and men. They have got various experiences and qualifications and think that they will be of use to these corporations. So as and when they have their requirement, they should not hesitate to recruit or employ some of them.
Commodore Obimpe hinted that a bill is currently before Parliament, which when passed will change the name Veterans Association to Veterans Administration. He said this will pave the way for its recognition as an integral part of government machinery and raise money alongside state subvention to boost its operations.
Linda Goji reporting.